on. You're only britches, and your coat's of emerald britches. Green. And take off the tat, me darling Pat, and put on your old cabine. For today's our golden wedding, and I'll have you all to know how we looked when we were wed.
When we were young.
When
we were wed 50 years ago.
Yay!
Your hair was like a raven's wing. Do you know that part?
No.
Go on.
Now it's turning grey. How did it just... I can't remember. That was the next verse.
We need the words.
Yeah.
I'm zero born. Now Kitty was pretty, when Jane she was plain. So to make up the difference, McGreen would explain. He'd give the best heifer he had on the land. As a sort of a bonus with Jane, understand? But then Kitty would charm the bird off the bush, and that left the lad in a horrid nonplush. Now there's no denying Kitty was remarkably pretty, though I can't say the same for Jane. But still there's not a differ in the price of a heifer between the pretty and the plain. Now, entirely bothered with James O'Byrne, he thought that he'd give the schoolmaster a turn. Says he, to wed Kitty is very good fun. Still a heifer's a heifer when all said is done. A girl, she might lose her good looks anyhow. And a heifer might grow to an elegant cow. And still there's no price for the stock, do you mind? And Jane has the face that the devil designed. Now there's no denying Kitty was remarkably pretty. Can't say the same for Jane. But still there's not a difference in the price of a heifer between the pretty
and
the plain. Now, so the schoolmaster said with a good deal of sense, we'll reduce the two girls to shillings and pence. Add the price of a heifer, then Jane, I'll be bound, will come out on top by a couple of pounds. But still I'm forgetting that down in Glengall, the stock is just going for nothing at all. So Jim thought he'd wait till the end of the year, till girls might be cheaper, our stock might be dear. Now there's no dying Kitty, he's ordinary pretty. You can't say the same for Jane. It all depends on different the price of a heifer between the pretty and the plain.
Hey!
The pretty and the plain.
You have to learn that now, no?
Always look at the bright side.
You know, that's from...
Are there any other words?
That's from The Life of Brian.
Brian, yeah.
Always look at the bright side of life. Always look at the bright side of life.
Blessed be the cheesemakers.
Always look at the bright side of death. Always look at the bright side of death.